This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're the reason we're through.
Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me. Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me.
Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your big fat ass.
Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Can you see we could have chit-chatted a-hole?
They always keep it brown. Yeah. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Okay, let me see. I know Mike had a weekend that sucked. Yeah. Lucky that we get a lot of details. Some of you might have out of the way.
All right, go ahead.
Give you a full segment.
Bring us up today.
Buzz, do you have a Joe update?
No, I don't. Not heard a word.
Try him during the next commercial.
All right, I will.
During the next break, try him. Make a personal call.
I will. I'll reach out to him.
It's like one of those deals where they have the back channels.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Diplomatic.
Everybody's
stuff.
Talking about it. Everybody's here, you know, wondering what the deal is. Nobody seems to know. We like them.
All right. So, the week, or since I was here, you know about the accident, the guy hitting my car on Thursday on my way into work.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Then that man, blah, 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 had the concussion. This sucks. You have to wake up every 2 hours.
Yes. That is, scary. Now, what is they say if you go to sleep and you stay asleep, what's the danger there? Why do you have to be awakened?
You die instantly.
Come on. You sleep, you die.
That's it. You go sterile. Blood comes out of your eyes. I don't know, Mike. It just, you know, they send me home with.
Well, this isn't like a stereo cabinet. I was thinking that, you know, I mean, is it because can your brain swell or?
I know. My mind sure is swell. Although, my brain has.
When it you is swell. I've always thought you had a swell brain.
When you do get a concussion, your brain does swell.
Right.
That's what happens.
It's a brain bruise is what
right,
it is.
Yeah, right. I got an owie on my brain. So, the first day, it was a drag, and I had, oh my God, talk about everybody wanting to help. You should thank all of the people. Big Frida, my neighbor Cecily.
Right.
My neighbor, Big Ed,
mm-hmm.
The other people.
Big Ed picked you up from the accident site, right?
Yeah, took care of me. Everybody took care of me.
Good.
The main thing was this waking up every 2 hours.
That's got to be a drag.
No.
Especially when you're hurting, too.
It was okay. The problem was everybody wanted to help me with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had a lot of offers for people to come over
right.
and wake me up every 2 hours. A lot of people thought I was so retarded I couldn't set the alarm
mm-hmm.
to go off every 2 hours, which I did. So you get past all of that, okay? And also, just let me say this. I think I mentioned this before about Vicodin.
Uh-huh.
What's the deal? I mean...
What do you mean? It's
I don't see...
Good
like,
stuff.
I don't see how guys like Matthew Perry get hooked on it. I've been taking it since Thursday.
Uh-huh.
I'm not high. I mean, when I called the show on Thursday...
You have real pain.
I was on some serious, serious stuff, like shots they were giving
Demerol,
me and stuff at the hospital.
All right.
This Vicodin, I mean... You know, the only thing it made it hard for me to go number two.
Yeah, I mean, those type of drugs will do that.
That's what the Vicodin has done for me. So
supposed to drink a lot of water.
Well, I do drink a lot of water. Thank you, Rob.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it. I don't know the words to it, so... I can read it. We'll give it up. Please forgive us.
All right, so I don't see what the fascination is.
How was it for the pain? Do you think it worked for you for your
yes,
pain?
That's that
why.
I do know.
That's why you didn't get high, because it was busy working on the pain. If you didn't have any pain and you took it, then you'd get high.
Yeah. All right, whatever.
That's what I hear. It gave me a hell of a migraine. I know that. I mean, when I was on it for like a month. Wow.
Over the weekend?
Did it help you bowl?
It really. Oh, well, Buzz took one. Buzz took one before we went bowling one time and bowled like 150. Had a great game. It made my voice like this.
Dries you out.
Yeah, and then I would sit down and go, man, how come nothing's coming out?
Right.
When I was on the commode.
So you were straining.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, Mike, yes. I was straining.
Like, fine.
Now, here's some
good
news.
Stool.
Here's... There's some good news.
I was told on Friday, you can't say those together. You have to separate them.
Yeah, that's right.
No, and probably not repeat that, so I won't repeat it again.
And remember, if you add an S to tool, you get a magic word.
Exactly.
Tools.
Something you sit on.
No, Buzz had it right. Tools.
Tools. Yeah. I sit on my tools all the time.
That's a gold star. A gold star for Buzz. Listen, my cape and cowl arrived.
Hey!
Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
My Batman, 1960s TV Batman cape and cowl arrived.
How exciting.
They are just like the ones that Adam West wore.
That
now, because of my head wound.
Uh-huh. Yeah, how frustrating.
Oh. I have not been able to put on the cowl.
What an injustice.
Because of my bruise.
Your long-awaited cowl because arrives in the mail and you can't put it on.
Because of my bruised ribs, I had to have a neighbor friend, not Big Ed, help me put the utility belt on.
That is a friend.
I was determined to get this thing on.
How does the utility belt fasten?
You know that big, gigantic, and again, you're going to have to, like, do an IMDb search to find the 1960s TV Batman.
Right.
It has a big, gigantic, gold-plated bat on, and it's got a clip behind it.
Oh, okay.
And you have to, it's like a real belt.
It's fitted.
Yes, it is. Mine is a size 38.
Uh-huh.
And
38 bat inches.
And it fits.
Good.
So, at one point, I was walking around in sweatpants.
Did you put your Vicodin in the utility belt?
With the
where did you keep the hot dog bun?
No, I also got the Batarang.
Yeah, so how's that?
That's great. So, as soon as I'm feeling a little better, I'm thinking one day next week, I will make everybody on the show happy. Come in. Well, hell, I'll make myself happy.
Yeah, I was going to say you're going to make that little boy in you happy.
I'll put on the Batman cowl but really, Frida.
Don't push it though.
If she were alive, she would kill me, with the amount of money that I spent on this.
Right.
And even I was looking at this going, God damn, this is about the coolest thing I ever bought in my life.
Even though you haven't put it on because of your head wound. You know,
I'm glad that makes you happy.
No, what I'm thinking is you just can't write this stuff.
No,
this
head
is
wound,
not.
No,
this is. You're talking about your head wound, so you can't put on your Batman cowl. And I'm asking you. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble.
Take a breath.
So,
same thing I tell my kids.
I'm sorry. I need a personal day. the cowl. You're satisfied with the quality of it?
F you. Okay? You know, now I can see what you did to Joe.
Yeah.
You monster.
I am a monster. Oh, God, I just was asking. I was trying to ask a legitimate question, but I'm imagining you getting it out of the box and checking it out, like, to see if the quality of workmanship.
Okay, well, then listen.
Is it satisfactory?
As long as we're on the topic.
Yes.
Yes.
You're happy, like, you spent a lot of money on it. Are you
it
happy
looks
with it?
Just like the one that was worn on the TV show.
What about the cape?
Beautiful.
Good. What does it feel like? Is it satiny? Is it leathery? What is it like?
The cowl is satin. I know.
He's asking. I'm letting him do it.
This
He's
is
legit.
Genuine.
Okay. The cape is silk.
Mm-hmm.
The cape is silk. It has various clips that attach it to the cowl.
Mm-hmm.
The cowl itself.
But you're not going to have, when you come in here, you're just coming in with the cape and the cowl on and the utility belt. You're not going to be coming in with, like, the one thing that's missing would be what, his
tights.
His leotard outfit.
Now what I will do is wear, like, Under Armour.
All right.
Right.
Okay. So what you're going to do is wear.
I've got gray Under Armour. Right? And I mean the stuff that really just clings to you.
So you're going to wear something that's going to be a reasonable facsimile of the Batman.
I will wear black sweatpants and a gray, not that I've given it much thought.
not that you've practiced.
Black sweatpants and a gray Under Armour. You know, to kind of go with the theme of this.
What about footwear? The boots? Are you going to do?
I'm just going to wear tennis shoes.
All right.
Will you ever buy the gloves from him?
Yes.
You think you're that pleased with it?
Yeah. I mean, it's great. Although, seriously, if she was alive, she would kill me.
She would stop this.
Frida would kill me because you should have seen me. Now, Mike, I know you're... Have fun. Because okay. I know I sound right. like a Supreme ass.
Uh-huh.
But here's the deal. On Saturday, I'm just barely making it around the house. They show up, ding dong. Here it is. Mm. I open this box. I see this cowl. And I'm like, oh, my God. This one might as well be an original one that was worn on the show by Batman.
Right.
And immediately I start thinking, I can only wear it once at work.
Right.
And maybe once with Rob's kids, and maybe if my grandkids ever want to see me in it. But beyond that,
that's it.
The first thing I thought, I must find one of those plastic heads.
Oh, to model it.
Because
So now what you're doing is your level of collecting is going up to museum style.
I am going to do, well, I've got like some autographed footballs and stuff. I'm going to right. put it in a case like that.
Right. Like and get a really big kind of armoire style case to put things in where you can see
I
it.
I want the head. What?
You're going to need a mannequin, though, for the cape.
I'm not going to put the, okay, step away, please. Hey, listen, I know I wasn't here the last couple of days, Big Mouth, but just,
no, you should step,
just shut up. Go find Joe.
Find him wherever he is.
I am not going to put the cape on display. Okay, the cowl. Right. Think back to the episodes, Rob, with the Mad Hatter.
You okay. remember.
What did the Mad Hatter want?
He wanted the cowl.
Did he want the cape?
No, the Mad Caper would want the
Hell
cape.
Hell no. And all I want is a plastic head like the ones the chicks put their wigs on.
Well, wait right. a minute. If you do that, that goes from being kind of a gag to... You know, kind of a cool thing. Like, I'd want to come over. I mean, I didn't watch it like you watch it, but I watched it enough where if I came over to your house and you said, hey, this is the, you know, how could you describe, if you say you're showing it to somebody my age from that area. And
I would say, look at this picture on the wall. Again, you're going to see what a supreme faggot I am.
Right.
But when you guys all were all at my house to play poker, you came to my cave.
Right.
I'm sure you didn't notice on the left-hand corner wall, there's a big, gigantic, signed full-color picture of Adam West and Burt Ward.
The only thing I remember...
I'd say to you, do you see this picture of Batman from right. TV? Look at this cowl and tell me if this is not...
The exact cowl that he's wearing.
Right.
No, it's a what do they call it? A conversation piece.
Yeah.
If you think I'm mocking, I was mocking you before because it was legitimately making me laugh, when you got it. But when you said museum head, like you put it on a little...
But Mike, it's a Batman cowl. Okay? It's like, I'm sure some people out there would equate it to...
pop culture, like if I was in a museum, I'd be interested in that.
I'm sure some people would equate it to if, like, I got one of Roseanne's old tampons when she was the Laugh Factory.
No, this is bad.
And I put that under glass.
If I came into somebody's house and they said, I've got one that was, that's a collector's item, it's a exact replica of the original, and I went down to look at that, I'd be curious. I noticed when I was at your house playing poker that you have relegated that guy that gave you the mask. That did not exactly look like a place of honor right over your drum
mask?
Set is, I mean,
no, that's downstairs.
Would that go into, I mean, if you were like, if you put all that stuff in a similar area, I think that would be kind of a cool way to display it.
No, Mike, you would not, you would never put Batman next to Star Wars. Star Trek, I'm sorry,
yes.
was a phase for me. Collecting wise, there are two passions.
It's a phase that's still on your wall.
No, it's not on my wall in the basement.
You'll see. That's what I thought. It had been relegated to that.
In the basement. Batman's number one.
Right.
No, I take it back. Football's number one. Batman is a close number two. That's right. The good Batman. The TV Batman. The one that everybody hates. The one that everybody says, gosh, it's not as good as the one with Patrick Bateman.
I've heard great things about that one, too.
That's okay. It's okay.
You never talked about it.
You like it realistic, Mike. I like it fake. Anyway, the cape and the cowl arrived, and...
Before you ever put them on final display in the museum, you're going to come in here and model them.
Yeah, next week.
Good.
One day next week. Once I think the stitches dissolve in 4 to 7 days.
Good.
Then I just got to wear a Band-Aid, and I'd be glad to do that.
I cannot wait for that.
Now, all of that comes to this. I'm dealing with the weekend. I'm doing okay. Mm-hmm. Really, I am. I'm like everybody else with the snow. Is it going to snow? It's not going to snow. Is it going to snow? It's not going to snow. About midnight, Saturday night, the alarm goes off. The alarm people call, and they say, hi, you know, is something wrong? say, Christ, I don't know. I'm dead asleep, you know, and I wake up and I see that it's thundering outside. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, the power's out. We're having a snowstorm. Mm-hmm. Wake up the next morning at about 4:30 a.m., earlier than I normally wake up. Wake up because, gosh, me so chilly.
Mm-hmm.
Me so chilly in only 4 hours. Now, at this point, I really don't know what's going on, but I'm trying to look to see the clock that shoots the time of the temperature up on the ceiling, and I notice that I can't see them.
Okay.
Then I look over at the TV across the room, and again, there's no nothing.
Nada, niente.
There's nothing. Now, out of everything that I've been through, not that I've been through anything really life-altering over the last 4 days, I'm talking about being in a car wreck, having stitches in my head, having bruised ribs, all this other crap. Nothing to me was more upsetting than going for the entire day on Sunday, trapped in my house. Mm-hmm. I can't drive,
right?
Because I've had a concussion, and the roads are bad. Mm-hmm. And Jesus Christ, you ever try shoveling 11 inches of snow with a bruised rib?
Not exactly easy.
I had to get some neighbors to help me with that.
Right.
So good. I'm stuck in the house. Normally that would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
No electricity. It's cold. It's getting colder.
Mm-hmm.
I have propane gas in the fireplaces.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing now is I've got a sleeping bag and I'm sitting by this fireplace and I'm watching a battery powered black and white TV.
Jesus.
And that's when Ass Boy calls me up. Hi there, Rob. He's, of course, he's happier than a pig in ass. He's like, hey, hi, how are you? How much snow did you get? Are you watching this? Are you watching that? And I said, I have no power. I've not had power. It's freezing in here. And he's like, oh, well, my power went off for 14 minutes. I had a brownout. Or whatever the hell he was saying. I mean, really, that's what he said.
That's the conversation.
I mean, he said he had a brownout.
I did not even think about calling him again until this morning. The call did not go well, and we're fairly close.
I think,
but I did not want to cross that bridge again.
I really may have left it with something like, "I'll call you when my power comes back on." Because I mean, Jack, I was PISSED.
And because like so many people, all the phones are cordless. There's only like one phone in your house that works.
One phone all the way upstairs. Mm-hmm. So I bring that phone downstairs, plug it into the outlet, sitting by the fireplace when the batteries in the TV give out.
Oh no!
Now, I'm going through batteries, A, AA, AAA, the kind that have the two little, like, nipples on top of the 9-volt battery.
Ones,
that's right. C, that's
uh-huh.
that's a good one. You know what I don't have?
Fine.
I don't have Ds.
That's what it needed.
Everybody skips Ds. You know how many Ds this baby takes?
How many?
9.
Wow, that's a lot.
9D
batteries, that's a lot of voltage.
So, that's out.
Uh-huh.
Next move, portable DVD player. Got one.
Ah.
Again, trying to make the best of the bad situation.
Sure.
Now it's about 11 o'clock Sunday morning.
Yeah, you got to charge those, don't you?
Keep it charged, Mike.
Okay, very good.
Keep it charged. Put on Wedding Crashers.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Chilling out. Realize about an hour into the movie, the little light starts going on. Uh-huh. And because I'm an idiot, and I like momentarily have forgotten the power's off, I pause it. I don't turn the machine off.
Right.
I pause it.
Yeah.
Because now light's coming in the house because it's
flickering.
The middle of the day.
Yeah.
I don't mean like electrical light.
Oh,
I mean
the daylight is coming.
Regular light is coming in. So I'm upstairs wasting time looking for the charging unit for this thing. By the time, I swear to Christ, I come back downstairs, I found the charging unit.
Mm-hmm.
Now the DVD player, the portable thing, it's dead.
Gone. So it's gone while it was on pause.
Right. But that's okay because I've got the charge unit. Because I'm a retard, I plug it into the wall, and then plug it into the DVD, and then seriously take what seems like about 10 caveman moments looking at this going like,
it no work.
No work. Where Owen Wilson? And then I figure,
I'll have the duck with the mango salsa.
Christ, of course I'm not going to be able
to
charge it because I have no electricity. And it was at that point that all hope was gone.
Mm-hmm.
I called Dominion Power, and this is the message I got. We have, after push one, push one, push one, push one, push one, push two, push one, push two, push two, we will have your power on by 12, and I'm thinking 12, fantastic, p.m., midnight.
12 a.m.
Yeah, whatever it was, 12 a.m. Wow.
Right.
Midnight.
Jesus.
So now,
this is what time they make this announcement?
It's 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
So.
Oh, God.
At this point, or going on noon,
mm-hmm.
At this point, I know it's not right to mix booze and pills. I know it's not. God forgive me, I wasn't going anywhere.
You were hurt. Sure.
Were you ready to, like, just hibernate for a while at this point?
I got so just effed up. At one point.
In front of your fireplace?
Yeah, at one point, the phone rang, and it was the line that, you know, that caller ID didn't work, because I had the old-fashioned phone that just had the landline.
Right.
I just pick it up, and it's like, hello? And it was a wrong number, or a solicitor.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure, because I had a nice conversation with them. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember exactly what we talked about.
You chatted for a bit.
The hours, they seemed to run on and on and on. And then came 5:15. Known around these parts as sunset.
Yeah.
Well, that's when the temperature got even colder in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I realized that I'm like faggot Liberace walking around with a candelabra with three candles in it. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Walking around the house.
Jesus.
Reading.
Oh, my God.
Like goddamn Mark Twain. Reading by candlelight and somehow thinking that really I had this thought in the great beyond, Frida is looking down on me and she's having a pisser. She's laughing because this is my, for her, it would be a dream situation. I know what she would have said. Oh, this is great. We could snuggle.
We could
stay together. We can play games. We can read. There's nothing we can't, you know, me. I'm out of my mind.
Did anybody at all look in on you while this is going on?
Yeah, but the thing is, I was such a dick about it. Every time people tried to help me, I told them to go away.
Yes.
I really was. I mean, from my wonderful mother-in-law to my, who I love more than, you know, anything, to my neighbors, to close friends.
Right.
All of them. Stay away.
You called me at one point, and I felt badly because I knew you were hurting. I knew you were cold. Your dogs had pooped. Your portable entertainment had died. Things couldn't be going much worse for a weekend, and I really didn't have anything equally bad to share with you, so I really didn't know what to say.
No, I got mad at you, too.
I don't know.
Did you?
I could tell a little bit, but I understood.
I didn't mean
it. I mean, but what do you say in that situation?
I didn't mean it. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing you can
exactly.
say.
Exactly. I was glad you...
I had no idea. I had no idea that you had that kind of weekend.
Yeah, it sucked ass.
And, you know, really, it's, I think, and that is the line of demarcation. As far as whether people enjoy the snowstorm or they don't, it's pure, and it was in the Post today, it's power.
Yeah.
You know, you had your power on, you can, you know, you can do everything, you're fine, you can hole up, you can bake cookies, you don't have power, you're screwed.
And if I hadn't had this other crap going on from being in the accident, I would have got in my car and gone to a movie or gone over and seen Robert or something, but I was trapped. Trapped, a lonely man, trapped in a mansion by myself.
Did you, was there any, like, big boned woman who was forcing you to, like, write a novel?
Really, all I was missing was Annie Wilkes.
Yeah, Catherine Bates.
That's all I was missing.
Right. That would have been the movie to watch, too.
So it got to be, like, I don't know, Christ, 9 o'clock last night.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am again,
dark,
laying in front of the fireplace, doing this thing, still dialing, and they're saying, power should be on by 12 a.m.
Well,
we have noted your call. And I'm like, oh, screw this.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going upstairs, going to bed, get all the, every blanket, every comforter, get everything, get up there. And I mean to tell you, at about 12:15, whatever time it was, when the alarm came on, I was so happy.
Sure, I can imagine.
I got up. Now, I am sore from this accident. No big effing deal. Mm-hmm. But talk about when adrenaline kicks in.
Right.
I've been on my ass all weekend, banged up from this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at about 12:15 this morning when the power went back on, and I knew it right away because the alarm goes beep, and all the lights go on.
Right.
Jack, I mean, I jumped out of bed like goddamn John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah,
and I was like, I really was going, hey, to Doug, hey, guess what? the power's on, the power's on. Daddy says the power's on. Mm-hmm. Who wants to go outside? Turn the lights on.
We are dependent. I mean, it makes you realize it's scary.
Yeah,
so. It is scary how much electricity is all
about. So that's
about.
It. And most importantly, Mike, I missed the Pro Bowl!
I can safely say without watching it myself, you didn't miss anything.
I don't care. I know it always sucks ass, but it's the last one of the year.
I know.
You missed it.
You missed the snowboarding in the Olympics, too.
Six INTs. Missed them all.
Mm-hmm. You didn't, and it's not like you can TiVo anything.
That's right. No power. Right. No TiVo.
No power.
That's it. So that was the weekend. And,
Jesus.
Here I am today. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm not.
That would feel good to be on a hot shower and all that good stuff.
Yeah. And the good thing is that.
How long did it take your house to warm up after that?
Seriously, about 2 hours.
Okay.
I mean, it took like no time at all. It took a relatively slow amount of time to get cold and cold and cold and cold.
Right.
And cold.
Right.
And then it got warm right away. And the other good thing about my ribs on my left side. So I can drive with my right hand.
Good, 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 good.
You know, I can ride. I can be a low rider with my right hand.
When you got in the wreck, how did the ribs get hurt? What did they bang up against? They bang up against your arm or
against the door?
Against the door.
The airbags go off. We never asked you that.
Yes, my airbag on my side went off.
Side.
The guy came across two lanes of traffic and hit me on the driver's side. That got pushed in there, and then the whole thing, because I wasn't in my big SUV, I was in my little tinier car, and that's how my head got, boom, up, and I got a hell of a bruise on my shoulder, too, from the seatbelt.
Oh, yeah.
Which
happened. Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, I'll put up with a bruise, because who knows what.
Yeah, where your body would have gone with that.
Right.
So. And how much were you all jacked up with adrenaline? Did you take you a while to get back to sleep after the heat came on?
I was up. Until at least 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's what I would think.
And you know me, I'm a guy, I go to bed at 10, I get up at 6.
Right.
I went downstairs, the greatest sound was turning on the TV,
mm-hmm.
and the TiVo says, powering up. Almost there.
TiVo does the little tease.
Almost ready. And you know how it's got the little thing on the bottom that says, gathering information from satellite, 40% complete. Almost there.
Almost there.
Exciting. Almost there. Oh, it was there, and it was, glorious. I didn't even know what I was. I was watching some Conan O'Brien rerun, but it was just.
It was great. It was the best
rerun
you ever saw.
It was the magic box. It was the magic glow of the TV.
Oh, my God. I could never be without TV again. I mean, I could live with the cold.
Right.
I can live with the all the other crap, but oh God, I need that TV.
I know.
And right after the show, I'm going to go and I'm going to buy as many goddamn D batteries as I can.
Do you know we used to joke about it? I think one time I gave you one of those like Honda gas power generator things, but they make a real big push for those big ones now that you put outside of your house.
Right.
I mean, that really just kick on automatically when the power goes out. I'm half a mind to get one of those.
I wouldn't because one of my neighbors. Does have one.
Right.
And goddamn it, especially you can tell, well, not like everything is so super loud anyway, but on a day like yesterday when no one in my neighborhood had power, all you could hear is the who would see for miles and miles and miles was this guy's goddamn generator.
That really tick you off.
And, yeah, and,
having
and,
no
I'm,
power
and I'm talking, this guy is six houses away.
Right.
I'm inside my house with all the doors shut.
Right.
And after the DVD and everything went out of power, this is all I can hear.
You have no power, but you could hear his.
And I would go to the front door to let the dogs out, and it was like this. And it might as well have just have been, I've got power.
I've got power. I'm watching TV. I was in the Home Depot, and I saw one that's like this, almost looks like a heat pump. And you sit it down outside your house, and it comes on automatically. You know, with all the weather we get to, it seems like more severe weather in the whole country. I don't know. It might be a good investment.
All right. So that's it. I'm out. I'm done. Now, Mike, when
yes,
we come back.
Right.
I would like to hear, I have questions for you.
Okay.
About why your weekend was bad.
Mm-hmm.
About why you, about your work schedule.
Mm-hmm. My work schedule.
why it is you only work half a day. And some other things.
Yeah, that was the high point. That was the high point of my weekend when my daughter said that.
You did not have a good weekend with the ladies?
I had a rough time. It all stemmed from the way the weekend was set up. Mm-hmm. And rare is the time that I try to really do right by my kids because I don't get them all the time. And when you're a part-time dad, you do the very best you can. This was just on many levels a very, very tough weekend. They got over it. I did a few things to make it better.
Good.
But in general, by the, at the end of the weekend, I was tapped. I was tapped out and I was feeling so pretty and so put upon. I really, really was. I was very, very upset. And the high point came in the middle of Dick's when the sporting goods place, when Catherine and I
but
had
you're
a
talking
exchange,
about a meeting here at the station.
Where, I'm trying because they are now 10 and 8. I'm trying to whip them into shape a little bit more as far as, picking up and cleaning up their room and doing their chores.
Okay, can we just...
Absolutely.
We'll pick this up at Dick's when we come right back.
Absolutely. And,
Dick's.
And hey, look at that. We're practically halfway through our half day. Our half day of work.
Uh-huh. Not quite.
Not quite yet.
That's something that was said to Mike.
Gotcha.
By my oldest.
Uh-huh.
At a particular time when I just felt like I was done.
Out of the mouth.
I was dung, man.
And again, I'll ask you this.
And really, in fairness, what's that?
I'll ask you this when we come back.
Okay, and I'll answer.
Where's she hearing that? Okay, we'll be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.